How you doing, Tom? Merry Christmas to you. Big win, especially after the Dolphins and Jets losing.
Yeah, that was great news, you know, to win the game and, you know, to come in the locker room and watch Tennessee kick that field goal. That was great. So, you know, big game for us coming up this week. I'm glad we, you know, not too often this team has had to go, you know, into December to get a road win. But we did today and didn't think it was certainly our best performance out there. But, you know, we won the game and that's what's most important.
You got Randy Moss back into this game, you know, in a hurry. I take it you wanted to do that. He needed that.
Yeah, he's a big player in this offense. And you know, there was so much said about him last week. And, you know, he came out and really showed the kind of character that he has. And, you know, I love having him out there. And, you know, he and Wes did a great job today, along with the other guys.
Did you guys run some different stuff to just get him free underneath from the linebackers compared to what you really see much in the last game?
Yeah, trying to. You know, we're always trying to find different ways to get him the ball and put him in different spots. And it's hard when you just put him outside the numbers all day and expect him to get open versus, you know, a lot of double coverage. So sometimes you got to put him inside and put him on some different routes. And, you know, he did a great job, made some great catches today.
How difficult of a week was it for him? How did you get a sense of just what a guy's going through, whether it be psychologically or just wanting to get out there and put the chip on his shoulder or something?
Sure. Yeah, he always wants to prove something. You know, he's a very competitive guy. And the way he played today, I mean, he made some tough catches in traffic, had some nice catch and runs. So, you know, he did a great job.
Tom, you're certainly used to being a public guy. With what happened with Randy this week, considering how well he has played in his time here, are you surprised at how vehement the criticism was?
My father always said tall trees experience high winds. So, you know, he's been at the top for a long time. So, you know, it doesn't go right. I mean, I think there's you know, it's just part of the profession. And Randy's mature enough to handle that. He's a fighter. And he came out today and really made some great catches for us. You know, missed him on a couple deep ones that certainly I wish we would have hit. But, you know, he was running his butt off today.
Tom, you talked in the past about this ever being able to be the best in football. You're still a team doing that. Concerned at this point, 2 weeks ago.
I mean, I think that's, you know, it's part of this, you know, season that we've been, kind of the journey we've been on, and it hasn't always been great, and I think the positives we take out of this is a road win. I mean, a critical third down we hit there at the end of the game, you know, something we didn't do a couple times this year, so it wasn't all good, certainly, but, you know, it was good enough, but obviously, you know, we got to try to find ways to play better.
Do you have any reason to think that's going to come slightly?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, the longer we're playing together, the longer we're understanding guys like Julian and Ake. You know, finally there was some consistency there with guys coming back from injuries and our running game and, you know, the offensive line being settled. Hopefully we get Fred Taylor back at some point. You know, so the defense played really well today. Junior was in there a lot. Sean was in there a lot. So just finding different combinations of guys to get in there and really make the critical plays when we have to, even with guys like Vince. And we had a lot of our, you know, high caliber quality football players out today. And other guys really stepped up and made the plays.
I saw you go to the ref. You didn't notice how Aaron Schobel went up and over and hit you on the knee. I mean, he had to go up and over, I think it was Kevin Falk. Somebody hit him low.
Yeah.
And hit you on the knee, and I saw you go to the ref. Did that scare you at all when you... Because, I mean, that contact was... It could have been pretty serious.
Yeah, I mean, it's just part of, you know, he made a good play. He's a really athletic guy. Yeah. And to jump over Kevin like he did, I had to look up on the Jumbotron and see what the hell happened there, you know?
5 years.
But he, you know, he's a great player. He's always been a great player. I don't think we had any sacks today, which is another, I think, our third game in a row with no sacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's another positive take out of the game.
Let's talk about the physicality once again of Lawrence and seeming like he's running the ball more and more decisive on a week-to-week basis.
Sure. Yeah, running game was big today. I mean, it's... You know, they were the 32nd ranked run defense in the league, and I think, you know, that was a big part of our plan to come in here and run it good, and we did. We certainly did it early. You know, didn't do it well enough in the second half, but, you know, we did what we needed to. Lawrence had a nice game.
Tom, any frustration over that for you second half?
sure. I mean, I mean, it's frustrating. I think that's the best word to use.
How hard is it for you right now? You haven't really put yourself in the team. You play a little low risk. What kind of mental adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're battling. We showed some fight today in this, you know, critical situations. You know, we got to do a better job. I think we got backed up there on the 10-yard line, didn't really move it out of there. I didn't think that was particularly good. You know, we had some opportunities the second half to make the plays and just really didn't make them. So, you know, it's something that's a big point of emphasis and you know, something we got to obviously keep working on.
Tom, you said it was not good, but it was good enough. Is it your sense that this team, because of some change and injuries, but it might have to kind of scrap its way to wins than more than teams you've played on in the past?
Well, I mean, I think at times this year we played pretty good football for spurts. It's just, you know, it's a 60-minute game, and doing that consistently, you know, it's been a challenge for this team, challenge for all of us as players and as leaders of the team, as our coaches. So, you know, we're just trying to keep finding ways to make those critical plays. That, you know, when we get in the red area, we got to score touchdowns. On third down, you got to convert. We didn't convert very well on third down in the second half, and that's why we didn't have many points. We were, you know, on the sideline, we couldn't sustain those drives. But, you know, I was proud of that last third down. That was a big play for us to be able to run out the clock there at the end. You know, and there's got to just be more of that. Thanks, guys.